The rooms are always the same, repurposed and perched somewhere near the top of a facility building. The space we're in now was probably a store cupboard once upon a time. It's small enough. There are two chairs facing each other, although the angle's off, like they're posing for a magazine. Tissues and a pot of fake flowers are crammed onto a tiny table between us. And the flowers are far from the fakest thing in the room. My latest therapist turns on her smile and asks the same question, while the back of my legs stick, uncomfortably warm, to the plastic leather of the chair. Pleather, I think it's called. Did you mean to kill him? Excuse me, I say, like I couldn't hear the first time. Did you mean to kill him? She leans forward, trying to catch my eye. Her lips open, stretching the smile. Even her teeth are in on it, competing for my attention. They want my confession. But I don't want to talk about it. Not again. So I shift my gaze to the window. It's newly installed and opened an inch or so, although no breeze enters the room. Like, if you didn't have to, you wouldn't either. I lift my body forward just an inch or so and peer at the window. It's as I suspected, hinged with metal bars, smiling weakly like a girl who's just been for braces but doesn't want anybody to notice. Helly. The therapist's voice is a whisper, a rustle of noise in an otherwise still room. She slides the tissue box towards me, and I flinch back in my chair, a scream of sound. Did you have a plan for that day? Did I set out to strike a fatal blow, I say, to stop the doctor's big brain from functioning? It's always the same question. People are obsessed with what happened that day and whether I'd planned it. My eyes are stretched wide, dry, and I forced myself to blink, imagining what I must look like from the outside. Wild, that's what the press calls me. Yes, the therapist says. Did you intend to strike him? Her hands twitch, unsure whether to clench or relax before she lifts them to dab the sweat from her face. It's midsummer and stuffy in this little room. No aircon, just an ineffectual window. The court assigned the therapist to help me. And until she or they deem me better, I am to be taken to this place once a day where this woman will try to rebuild me to put me back together. But I've heard it all before. And her hands betray her. They keep twitching, greedy for my story and all its gory details. I stop myself, looking from her trainers, white and unbranded, to her neat haircut. Her, my 14th therapist, doctor, psychiatrist, counselor, shrink, the professional in my life, and wonder if she's serious. She can't think she's the first person to ask me this, so why bother? Truth is, there is no story. I've already said all I'm going to say,